Daf Kuf Mem Ches. We're up to the top of the page. Rabbi Bachana met in Pompadisi, didn't go to the Drosha of Yehuda, so he sent Adadaila to go to take away his clothing, so he should come to Shia. So he took his clothing, he went and found him, and he was Darshka, and he was a Shever. So this is Rabbi like Bachana, said to him, Shmuel, Allah is allowed to return the Shever, the broken bone. So he said, it is Chana, ours, a Shmuel, and us, so we wouldn't have heard it. It's good that I took away your clothing, so I learned this halacha. Someone's hand was dislocated. Ravi was sitting in front of Rizav, his hand was dislocated. So I said, what's then if I do it this way? Asar. If I do it this way, it's asar. Meanwhile, his hand got healed. So I said, what's the question? We learned. Whoever his hand was dislocated, his foot, should not scramble cold water, but he could wash in regular regularly. And if it got healed, it got healed. So I said, then we learn we don't return a broken bone. And Chavak the Sosa said, Shmuel Aruch said, I return a broken bone. So I said, you think everything is woven in one weaving? Where we learned, where we didn't learn how that Achav is blineda. A person can borrow from his friend Kadiyah v'Kadisham, as long as it doesn't say Elveini, which is Lizman Meruba, because it might come to right. So to a woman cannot borrow from a friend bread, but if he doesn't trust him, then he has to leave his talus as a collateral and makes a cheshbon after Shabbos. So to everybody's Gushlaim, that fell on Shabbos, he could leave his bag with him and he could take his Pesach and makes a cheshbon on Tuesday after Yantav. Rav Baruch Hanna said to Rabbi, why does it say Shilani? What's the difference between Shilani? What's the difference between Ilvani? He says, the Shilani won't come to right. Ilvani will come to right. It's in the weekday, sometimes you have to say Ilvani. Sometimes he says the Shilani is not makbid on it, and he might come to right on it. But Shabbos, where he has to, and Shabbos, he might also come to right. So he said, no, in the weekday, where it doesn't make a difference if you say Ilvani, it doesn't make a difference if Shilani, we're not makbid on it, he might come to right. Shabbos, whether, since the Shilani is whether the Chum or Matter, Ilvani, the Chum weren't Matter. So it's Mikir Milsi, it won't come to right. Rabbi Chana said to Abaye, the Chum said anything that Yontav, as much as you can do a Shinui Mishana. So these women that fill up the barrels of water, why don't they make a Shinui? So he wants us because it's not Shaykh. What should they do? They fill it up with a big barrel, they should fill it up with small barrels, they're walking more. If they fill it up with small barrels, they fill it up with big barrels, it's a much heavier load. So if they should spread out a kerchief, it might come to Schita. Cover up with a cover, sometimes it might rip and it might come to tie. Therefore it's not Shaykh. We learned the Mishnah, you don't clap your hands, you don't clap your hands against your heart, you don't dance on Yantav Simcha. I was here to do it, we don't tell them anything. So he said this, that Rabbi said the person shouldn't sit by the entrance of a Mavui, because maybe a Chavitz will roll, and might come to carry it. We see that the mice, they sit by the barrel, and they sit by the entrance of the Mavui, we don't tell them anything. Leave Kal Yisrael alone, it's better that should we do it, but Shaykh, not maze it. So he wanted to say, Daf with the Rabbanu, with the Raisa, not. It's not true. No difference to the Rabbanu, no difference to the Raisa. Because the Sefer Yom Kippur is a Deraisa, and we see that they eat and drink till it turns dark, and we don't tell them anything. A woman can take from a friend bread. Shabbos it's also, but in the Chol it's okay. Mishnah is not like Hill, because Hill said a woman should not lend her friend bread until she evaluates how much money it is, because it might get it more expensive when it comes to the givers. So even Hill, in a place where you know the price of wheat, then you have to make up, because it might be Ribbis, a place where there's no set price for wheat, then you don't have to worry about it. If it doesn't trust him, we talk to learn Talvos. Yonta, the Ribbis said you can't collect it. Rabbi says you could collect it. Ribbis said you can't collect it because if you can say you can collect it, you might come to write it down. Rabbi says you could collect it because if you say you can't collect it, he wouldn't give it to him and it will hold back with Zubus Yonta. Learn the mission. If he doesn't trust him, he leaves his talisman by him. Now, if you say you can't collect it, that's why he leaves his talisman. And he makes a cheshman after Shabbos. But if you say you could collect it, why does he have to leave his talisman? Let him collect it after Yonta. He said, I want to go with a din and a dime. Rav Idibar Oven asked the question, someone shechts a cow and he divided on Shoshana, Ivar, it was Shchaydish El, was Ivar, and it was the year of Shemitah, that's Meshamet. If not, it's not Meshamet. Now, if it's not collectible, what's Meshamet? So over there, it's a Gloria Milson, that's weekday, because it's obviously a second Yantav. Bring it out from the safe. If not, it's not Meshamet. Now, if you say you could collect it, that's what it says in Meshamet. But if you say you can't collect it, why can't it be Meshamet? Because if he takes it, if he gives it to him, you're allowed to take it. So you see in the ratio, if he gives him, he's not allowed to take it. The ratio has to tell him a Shamatani. Say if he doesn't say a Shamatani, he gets ready the next year. As in the Mishnah, someone who turns a Chayv and Shemitah has to say a Shamatani. If he said Af Biken, he can be accepted from him. So Zedvah Shemitah. Rav Avya would take from his a Mashkin. Like this, he would be able to collect it. Rav Ula would fool him and would sell him, buy something else, and wouldn't pay for it. So to Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yechon said the person could be managed for Pesach on Shabbos and the Chagigah and Yontav. It's right, it says Erev Pesach Shlamet, to fell on Shabbos, he could leave his talisman and take his Pesach and make a cheshbon after Yontav. So he has to speak over there's other people who went on his Pesach, because we call it Mukdish, and already Mukdish, he's not managed on Shabbos. I will learn any of my behavior to kill the Yontav, he says, since he's Rukh, let's say it's like he's counted in. Rav Moshe said a person can go by Ruggle, that's Ruggle to him, and he can give him a sheaf for his Pesach and Makdash, and he can go out with him. So there also, since he's Ruggle, he's Makdash should be Kar. He says Makdash Katana. Hekdash Eloi, it's a Maila Ba'alma that he should be Makdash, it's already Mukdash. Did Rebbe Chana say this? Rebbe Chana said, Lach Stamish, and said, you're not allowed to be Makdash, you're not allowed to revalue it, you're not allowed to do Charamim, and you're not allowed to take off from the Sumar, he says, all these in Yantavad, Al-Kal Chemeshavas. One says it depends. If it's Chayav Shikul Zman, then you cannot be Makdash. If it's Chayav Shikul Zman, you could be Makdash. Mishnah says a person can count his guests and his side dishes with his mouth, but not from a writing. A person can make a girl with his household on the table as long as he doesn't have to give one big portion connected to a small portion. And you're allowed to make a girl lottery on a Kotshim Yantav, but not on the portions. We'll see in the Gemara more about it. This is the end of Daf Kuf Mem Ches.